Hey, folks, it's time for another podcast.
Good.
Good. War of the Bay is brought to you by the good folks at audible.com.
They really are good folks.
They're good folks. Go to audibletrial.com/shark to get an audiobook and a 30-day free trial. It's for free.
Plus, they have over 180,000 titles to choose from.
Oh, my God! Free Android.
That's a lot of books.
Your iPod.
It's a lot of books.
Your Kindle.
It's a lot of books.
Or your MP3 player.
Also, it's a lot of books.
Yeah, so audibletrial.com/shark. Let's fucking do it. The entire cast right there.
I bet you half of them are dead.
Half of them are dead. When was this article ran?
Dead.
June 1st, 2015.
They're dead.
They're dead. They're all dead.
That was yesterday. They're dead now.
It was a plane crash. It was fucking tragic, man. Holy shit, they reunited the cast of Salute Your Shorts. I'm into that. I kind of want to just pause the video and watch. Look, it's Donkey Lips. Do you ever watch that show?
Yeah, Donkey Lips. And then who's his friend?
Buttnick.
Buttnick, that's it.
That was the guy who was...
Remember the episode where they were digging because they thought they had a treasure map and they found the water main?
Yeah, because Zeke... Wait, no.
And Buttnick said, here, you need to sign this contract so we can claim that we found it together.
Yeah.
And he did in the dark. But then when they got to the end, he goes, ha-ha, I tricked you. I made you sign a contract where it says, I get all the findings.
I remember that. And it was like they struck a water main.
And then just hear water coming out. And he's just like, Donkey Lips, help me. He goes, nope, it's all yours.
Yeah.
Bye.
He can't like jump out. And he's like screaming. Oh, what a great fucking show that was. Yep. Zeke the Plumber.
That's where I got the want for that. Remember that spinny paint toy?
Yeah.
Where you put a paper in it, you could spin the wheel.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That thing was on there, and I'm like, I need that in my life.
Was it?
Yeah.
Do you remember the one where he had to, like, call into a radio show, and, like, they asked him, like, what color is a giraffe's tongue? And the camp counselor, like, Camp Kevin or whatever his name was.
Kevin.
The counselor Kevin. It was Kevin something. He, like, knew the thing. He's like, purple.
The
giraffe's tongue is purple. Got it right. For Guns N' Roses tickets, I think it was. Great show.
They all went to the beach, but it got cold.
Yeah,
and it took so long, and then the two guys were sick, and they stayed in the nurse's place thing doing a puzzle.
Isn't that the one where the girl got water in her ears for the entire episode? She was like trying to get the water out of her ear.
Oh God, I don't know. But we are we're nostalgia-ling hard right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man. That came that like that. You had that, and then Hey Dude. Hey Dude sucked. Fuck that show.
Hey Dude was okay for
that.
Like
was like porno.
Season.
It looked like it was like
it
a
looked,
like
it looked a, like a porno without that like the
without
the
porn.
Cut scene.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
We're gonna go to the ranch. And then like some kind of a like silly scenario or like
that. I miss Kablam.
Those shows were like.
Prometheus and Bob was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
I think if I watched Prometheus and Bob, it would still hold up.
I agree. Because there's no speech, and I feel like that can't date itself when there's nothing to hear in the first place.
Yeah.
It's like Kenny's going to be Kenny and fresh because nobody knows what he's talking about ever.
No, like South Park will be dated because like they're talking
about
like...
But Kenny won't be because nobody knows what he's talking about.
Maybe. But he's in like... He's in like scenarios conducive to like pop culture and things like that. But I don't think I can still probably watch Prometheus and Bob and get down to that.
Yep. And the everything was I remember their cartoon was drawn like the Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
It was weird and it was
good.
Whimsical like that.
Whimsical and weird. And they're presenting.
Why are we talking about this?
Different shows? I don't know, man. Because how did we get that to that? You said something about Salute Your Shorts.
You were looking up theme songs on Google.
Oh, yeah. I Googled theme. I idly Googled theme songs because I thought, like, hey, we're playing a theme song for our show. And then Salute Your Shorts came up.
We haven't said one thing about welcome. This is Word of the Bay.
Yeah, the people fucking know who we are.
And who are you?
Kyle.
Yeah, I'm Nick. I know. I caught you reading.
You just derailed the show. Welcome, man.
people.
So the big news now is Blackhawks. Big Blackhawks.
Big Blackhawks.
Big old Blackhawks.
Yep.
Playing those fucks.
Fuck them. Fuck them in the butt.
Think so?
No. I don't want
I'm just happy I can watch Mighty Ducks now.
Oh, yeah. They're not terrible.
Another great 90s show. Not show, but like, oh, yeah, there was a show where there was ducks. They were like actual like superhero ducks.
Yeah, it was animated. It was on Warner Brothers, WBTV.
Yeah, and their secret lair was underneath the ice at the arena.
Yeah, there was also another hockey TV show when I was a kid. It was like about mutants, and they played mutant hockey. There was a lizard guy and then a guy who had a skull for a face.
I think that you're thinking Mighty Ducks.
Nope, I'm not. And the thing is like underneath the ice was like this ooze. It was like a post-apocalyptic world where they played
Mutant Hockey League, maybe?
That's it. That's the Mutant League, yeah.
No, but it's like, that's a game.
But they made it off a TV show.
Did they?
I believe so.
You had the Toxic Conference with the Blackhearts, like the Blackhawks, the Mont Royal Cadavers. I'll let you guys guess who that is. The Bruiser Bots, the Boston Bruins, I guess. How long have the St. Louis Blues been around? The D-Rangers. Ah, ha, 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 ha. The Chili Liars. Why would the Chili Liars be a spoof of the Flyers? Oh, the Flyers, Liars.
You just got to say it and then you'll get it.
The Mighty Weenies. Where's the knockoff of the Lightning?
This is a show possibly prior to. I don't know.
No, 94, bitch. Where's our love? No. Electronic Arts.
You stupid.
/ Michael Mendheim, developer of other such great games, is nothing. You don't have a Wikipedia article.
Into that road. You should remember that guy and then try to get him to Hitler when you play that game next.
Maybe I'll get him on the podcast and we can talk about why he didn't put our fucking team on his stupid hockey game.
Dig him out of whatever hellhole he's in.
1994 had NHL 1994. Right? Wasn't it NHL 94?
On Sega?
One of the greatest games of all time where you could like kill people on the ice. They would just be dead.
I remember that's when you could break through the glass.
Yeah. But I remember playing that game and like purposely like trying to kill people. Like so that like, they're dead. Dead on the ice. You suck. Fucking.
Totally not the things that hockey games are supposed to be about.
Yeah. Fuck you, fucking Pat LaFontaine, you're dead.
Jesus Christ. Who does he play for? Why do you know that name?
He played for the Sabres. I don't know.
Sure, man.
I just pulled any random 90s hockey guy I could think of.
Really? You and him?
Pat LaFontaine.
Sure, man.
Who's your 90s hockey go-to?
Temu Solani.
Okay.
Paul Kariya.
What's an, like, I don't know, Gretzky. Paul Coffey.
Mark Messier. Steve Yzerman. Ha.
Ah.
Sergei.
Ha.
Yeah. Ha ha.
I probably killed Steve Yzerman on the ice in NHL 94.
Saying, fuck you, Red Wings.
Fuck you, Red Wings.
Boom.
Yeah. We're the Lightning. You're dead. Yeah. You don't remember? You could do that in the soccer game, too, I remember. I'm like, you'd just be going down the pitch, and there's just like dead bodies like sitting there.
You said pitch.
It's fucking great. Yeah, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. They call it a Quidditch pitch in Harry Potter. I assume that translates to soccer.
Did you just get back from there?
No, it was Harry Potter weekend this past weekend.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I don't have cable. I don't know.
Get your shit together, man. There was no sports.
I don't have cable.
It's Harry Potter weekend.
Why would I see that?
That's true.
So we know who we're going to play, and we said last
Blackhawks
that we would have a prediction.
Yeah, tell you what, man. Give me the old Blackhawks there in five games.
I looked at the ESPN experts, quote-unquote experts.
Yeah.
And out of the 10 of them, like three of them picked the Lightning. Seven chose the Blackhawks. But we were completely dead on. Every single one was six or seven games.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I fully expect this to go.
This is going to be a great series. It's going to be a great series.
I'll say seven. I'll say seven games. Lightning in seven, man.
So that's
Blackhawks going to let me down.
Is that your official?
It's my official prediction.
I'm going to say Lightning in six.
Lightning in six.
That's my
going to win it there at Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to win it away from home. I'm okay with that.
Leave them heartbroken. Go get your hot dogs.
I'm so fucked up. I want to do it in your stadium.
Get your hot dogs. You know how you do? I realized, like, it dawned on me today how to do Chicago accent. Just do John Gruden. I tell you what, man, these old Chicago Blackhawks, they're a theme. They're going to go out there against the Lightning and they're going to play some great hockey.
It does work.
It does, doesn't it?
Sounds like he came right off of the set of SNL. Does. The Dub Bears.
He's from South Bend, Indiana, which is like that area.
It's close.
He has like such a like Chicago-y kind of like Midwestern-y
vibe.
Accent. Yeah, vibe. Yeah. Yeah. You get that guy, and then you get the girl that goes like, Oh, God. No, that's too...
too Jewish.
Too Jewy. Yeah. You need to have like a... Oh, how do they... Forget how
pinch your nose, do like Anne Fran Drescher.
I don't know. You've seen them. Like, I could tell if a girl's from Michigan, if she has like blonde hair that's kind of like curly and looks like it always has hairspray in it. He's like, you're from Michigan, aren't you? Like, how did you know?
Cool, how'd you know? Oh, the house is on, behind you is on fire.
Yeah. Oh, God. Still too much in the voice. Yeah, so the Blackhawks, man. Fuck yeah.
I think we match up well.
Dude, it's like, it's almost like a mirror image. People don't want to
admit
fighting,
we're going to be fighting an equivalent of ourselves.
Yeah, two, like.
An older, I'll call it an older equivalent.
Maybe.
They are. No, they are. That's,
are they?
It's factually. It's older.
Yeah,
I guess. They're an older team.
Well, when you look at like Stamkos and Philpott and you put them up against Kane and Taves.
Look, people in Chicago see rookies and young guys and say they say inexperienced. See up and coming.
I see when this young guy, man. He's a hell of a hockey player, man.
Well, when we look at Chicago, we see dated. They say experienced. See, it's just whatever side of the coin you're on.
Yeah. It's whatever kind of fucking asshole lens you want to look at it through.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Through a Lightning lens or a Blackhawks
lens? I can fuck with that. But like when you talk about like the goaltending, like both of these guys, man, they have a tendency to want to give up like a lot of goals every night. Or they just shut you down.
Yeah, they're very much inconsistent with their play.
Yeah.
Both goalies. I bet you're going to see, you mark my words, in this sixth game in my book, Kyle 7, but in this series you'll see two games that are going to have total under 3 goals.
Yeah.
Hear that?
Under 3 goals, yeah. So like a shutout
and at least one with more than 10. Because there's going to be one game where it's going to be like a 5-6, 5-7. Like, they're just going to break down, and you're going to see offense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. There's, I mean, these offenses are too high-powered to keep them away. And the goaltenders are so inconsistent. I don't know. Maybe Bishop can kind of, like, find that extra gear. But, I mean, if Crawford has also the same
he's got a
chance to do that as well.
Well, he won a Stanley Cup, so he knows what the trials and tribulations are going to go through the finals. But
like,
you know what?
I feel like at this point they've been playing enough high-level hockey that it doesn't matter.
Goalies are streaky. Goalies are very streaky. And the thing is Bishop's been playing on-off, but he's been winning more or less than not.
Yeah.
So in the playoffs, that's really what you're going to ask for.
Yeah.
I mean, I just watched before I came in. You guys were doing another podcast. And I was watching the bottom, the Horror Play podcast. what are you reviewing this week?
Left 4 Dead.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wait out for that one.
It's a good game.
Go to www.sharkdropper.com. Check that out.
Check that fucking shit out, man. Check that shit out, man.
But I was watching the bottom line on the NHL Network, and the top 5 goalies with goals against average aren't in the playoffs anymore.
Really?
Because it's just, okay. So, and Bishop's number 6, and Crawford's 8.
Bishop also has that crazy stat of, like, having the only 2 playoff shutouts since, like, Tim Taylor.
In Game 7. In Game 7.
Yeah, Game 7 shutouts. There you go.
Tim Taylor?
Or not Tim Taylor. Or someone, I don't know, man. One of those old goalie guys.
Are you talking about the Boston's old starter?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. There was a stat. It was like...
Tim Thomas?
Maybe it was Tim Thomas. Good fucking stat.
Oh, good.
Go fact check me, man. By the way, somebody fact checked us.
What did we say? Did we say something wrong?
Yeah, we did. Remember, we were all waxing poetic about, hey, man, the next fucking guy, the next great hockey prospect could be in Tampa Bay watching us or watching the series right now.
Oh, what? Is there already a prospect?
Yeah, there's a dude, this Undead Bolt fan at Crazy for Explosives. He's like, yeah, you know, there's already a guy, Adam Wilcox. He's signed with the Bolts, actually, and he's from Bradenton.
Oh, is he? Well, is he like an elite prospect?
I don't know if he's an elite prospect, but I mean, that's, he just said, he just,
okay. Well, Undead, guy, thank you.
He signed with a team.
Well, I mean, you're right.
This kid is great, man. He's got some real good intangibles.
You got a chutzpah.
Got a good chutzpah. That's nuts. See, you go Jew.
I do go Jew. I'm marrying into it, man.
Yeah, I know. Let that sit there. I'll let it marinate for a bit.
I've got an image for the second half of the podcast to show you that's going to piss you off.
Oh, good. Oh, wonderful. Speaking of getting, like, just unbelievably butthurt, like, I guess we called it on Saturday, but...
Yeah, no, I sent you an image today, and you're like, welcome to yesterday.
So yeah, dude.
I was a day behind.
People are super pissed off about this ticket policy.
What do you mean you can't buy... Wait, hold on. No, I can't buy...
What do you mean I can't buy a ticket, man?
This is ridiculous.
You mean I can't take my family down to St. Petersburg to watch a game?
No, because they play in Tampa.
Ah, it doesn't matter. Same thing.
You Chicago fuck.
They got hot dogs down there and everything.
Go watch a Rays game and say,
hey, I can go down and watch the Bears play, you know? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm obsessed with this impression right now.
Yeah, you're doing well.
I like it. It's... I don't know. I totally expected it, man, but people are just so, like, fucking outraged about it. Like, I eventually came to the, like, to the realization, like, oh, who gives a fuck what they think, man? We're not here to impress them.
I'm not
like,
here to please you.
What a terrible franchise they are for doing this. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Someone's like, why do you support us? Or, like, he's like, you seem to support it, and if so, why? I'm like, because fuck them. That's why. Like, who cares?
Exactly.
Like, I'm supposed to be, am I supposed to be upset that you can't come to our stadium? I don't want you here anyways.
Yeah, is this supposed to hurt my feelings? Yeah. That you can't come root against my team loudly?
And they call us a shitty franchise. Like, it came out today that Jeff Fenwick's giving $100,000 a game away to a needy family. $100,000.
I hope the game goes seven then.
How much is your owner giving away there, Charlie? Nothing.
Fucking fuck.
Actually, I don't know. He could be giving away $100 million.
Could be. Yeah. He's not.
He'll give you the Blackhawks. He'll give you a big Blackhawk.
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 Yeah.
You got to say it faster. Blackhawk.
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 It's silly. It's such a silly thing to get indignant over. So many people are like, oh, yeah, this is like, no, this was like Nazi Germany here. With the, well, you go, well, we can't wear our shirts in the arena. Well, what is this? This isn't hockey. Like, is there fucking some kind of sports tribunal where, like, we're going to have to stand trial for this?
Is this like a war crime in hockey or something? Or
is there a fucking rule?
Is there a board we're going to have to pass?
Are we going to have to go to the McCarthy committee and, like, fucking, like, a communist and, like, prove that we're good hockey fans? No, fuck you. We don't want you in our arena. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know.
Come during the regular season.
Is it the best policy? Like, does it make us look bad? I don't know. I guess apparently everybody does. Yeah, everybody's so butthurt over it. But, like, if their franchise did it, they'd defend it just the same as we are. I mean, they'd be like, oh, well, we had a problem with that back in 06. And we'd be like, so what?
Yeah.
It's so silly. And add to the fact that, like, they're saying, like, oh, well, you guys are just scared. Like, no, we're not scared. Like, it's sold out.
We want our fans to be able to be the ones to come.
Yeah.
And we have enough of them to fill it.
Not only that, but the game's already sold out. And the policy only applies to Ticketmaster. So it's like if you go to StubHub, if you call the fucking Amelie box office, then they'll be like, oh, well, yeah, we have tickets right here for you, sir. That's all that matters. If you're putting your credit card in a Ticketmaster, that's when they're going to say that's when they're going to tell you to fuck off.
Quote unquote sold. Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't tell you the last time I bought a fucking ticket from Ticketmaster. I go to StubHub and I get $18 tickets or, you know, $16 tickets to the 300 section of the
other fan, other 20 fan sites you go
to. Fuck's sakes. Yeah. I haven't paid full price for a ticket in I don't know how long, man. Actually, no, that's not true. I've paid full price for plenty of tickets, but it's just so silly. And then they're like, well, we can't wear our jerseys into the stadium. How terrible is this? And it's it's in like the club section where like you can't even afford that shit anyways. And like, what game are you going to where you can get so fucking indignant over this policy? Like, oh, how dare they? I'm like, okay, so where are you going? Are you going to the game? Well, no, but it's the principle.
You always hear about these fans, and I got another response the other day that I wanted to clue you in on. I don't know if you've gotten this one yet, but it's, well, I'm not going now, and I have a driver's license for Florida.
Like, oh.
Okay.
Good.
Somebody else who does will.
That was the point.
Yeah, exactly. Like exactly, precisely.
Yeah, they're still gonna have their fans here. They're gonna be Blackhawks jerseys, just like there was when the last time we played them. But
I wanted to tell the guy, for every one of you, there's two people that are gonna pay. And you know what? That ticket's gonna get sold twice over, and someone's still gonna go sit in the seat. You won't go.
Maybe chill the fuck out a little bit. I don't know, man. Like it's not a big deal.
Or do it like most of the Lightning fans, because you know we don't only have 19,000.
Yeah.
And watch it on TV.
Oh, I don't know, man. We don't have any fans.
If we lose, we're going to lose half of them.
You know what I've seen so many times this playoff series is like, Tampa's one fan. And then like all the fans start going after them. And so they block everybody. And like, I had to block a bunch of Tampa fans. So we do have fans, but that annoyed you so much that you felt the need to block us all, right?
But there's only one of us.
There's only one of us. You suck. Like, what do you get from, like, trashing another person's fan base? I'm sure I'm guilty of it in a certain capacity, but it's like...
Northern elitist fucks, I think, yeah. Was mentioned a couple times.
Yeah. We're seceding from the Union.
Yeah. This is it. We're the Confederacy of Hockey.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I were in the land of cotton. No. She's not. No. I don't know. You can just say, what time is it? That's all I can do. You can just be like, hey, is it almost time for a break? Yeah, 21 minutes. Hey, we could shoehorn a little bit more hockey into this thing here, buddy.
We only have one veteran on our team that has Stanley Cup finals.
I thought it was a couple.
No, Stanley Cup victories.
Oh, victories. Because yeah. I know Stroman, you know Stroman and Boyle were sure there last year. A victory?
Mm-hmm.
Braden Coburn?
Nope. You got two more guesses.
Valtteri Filppula?
Yes, it is. With Detroit.
And...
There's only one. You can't get any more.
And Steve Yzerman. He's going to play.
Correct.
He's going to play on the fourth line.
You know, I bet you could.
It's going to be a fourth line banger. Dingman's going to come out there,
I bet
too.
You can go out there and give us 10 solid minutes throughout the whole game.
I think Anderchuk said that he's going to bring a bunch of the goons from the old team down.
The old Red Wings team?
No, the 0-4 team.
Oh, Derek Waugh. Not, is it Derek?
No, Patrick Waugh. No. Or Andre Waugh.
Andre, not Patrick.
And, Patrick Waugh.
I'm of the Lightning. Oui.
And Fenatenko and Sarge and, like, all those guys.
Oh, cool.
All those guys.
Modine, maybe?
Modine.
That'd be cool.
LeCavier.
Brad Richards, you know, he's...
St. Louis. You know, come watch.
He'll be in town.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Yes, he is.
St. Louis?
No, Brad Richards.
I'm just saying St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. He's free.
Yeah.
Here's a hostile.
What's Brad Richard? What line is he playing on? Second line, third line?
I think he's on their third line.
Banging it out there on the
third line. Third or second line. One of the but the thing is I know he plays quality minutes.
We're gonna match up well. Or it's just like a it's good. It's like the matchup hockey needed.
Do you know where we match up very well? They only have four defensemen they trust.
Yeah. I saw that. And I think that's where like our youth.
Yeah, our third line's gonna go in and like watch. This Druin's gonna get his first goal of
Is Druin playing the series?
No.
Yeah.
But he's my best bold prediction.
Get, he's going to get a goal.
Someone's going to get hurt, and Druin's going to come in and be like,
tell you what, man, that Jonathan Druin kid, he's got a hell of a stick on him.
He's going to pull a David Price and come in and get his first goal for the playoffs. Like, I'm going to win everything.
Druin power.
Hopefully, and you know what? I don't wish injuries on anybody, so I don't hope anybody gets hurt.
Yeah,
but
fuck's sakes.
I hope that some... non-life-threatening family emergency happens to happen for Morrow.
God, no. Oh, Morrow. No.
Yeah,
come
fuck,
on.
Get him
no.
out.
Listen. It's working, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it, man.
I'll break him.
Break him.
Kneecap him.
Bam, I'm bam. Coming for you, Morrow.
With hammers.
I'm the Druin. We're free Druin. Hashtag free Druin.
Hashtag Druin greater than Morrow.
Do you really want Druin in after not having played this entire like month?
I just don't. I think Morrow takes too many dumb penalties.
Yeah, but he's still got his hockey legs under him, man.
A hockey your legs. How
yeah, he's still play playoff hockey, man. You want to put a rookie in this place?
Yes. Yes.
You're crazy.
Youth, man. Youth works for us. Do it.
I guess, but
bench why Bishop. Would you, put Vasilevskiy.
Why would you want to bench the guy that helped to get us to the Stanley Cup Finals?
You know what we do? We bench Johnson.
Final.
We bench Johnson, and we put Druin in.
Oh, that'll work.
Yep.
Yeah. Foolproof plan.
You know what? Mix up that whole triplet bullshit.
Yep. Yep. That whole triplet thing is a product of the system.
Quite clearly not working either.
Quite clearly is just a... It's a
I'm sorry. I went Chicago. I
Johnson's a system forward. is what it is. You could put any, you could plug any guy in, and they would score those points.
Oh man,
yeah,
I've never heard that. Nothing.
It's really it's Palat. Palat's the real star here, and then Kucherov. They're both the stars. Johnson is just tagging along, man. He's getting all the goals. They're getting all the assists. That's how it's going in there. What you doing there, buddy?
Sorry, dealing with the future wife.
No.
Sorry about that.
I'll be home soon.
No, did you feed the dogs?
Oh. Did you feed the dogs, Nick?
Yes, I did feed the dogs.
Okay, good. Good. All right, now let's take a break.
Okay.
And we'll let Nick finish his text.
Appreciate that.
Please state your name for the camera. David.
Huh?
State your name.
David Summers.
And why are you here?
Because you think I killed them.
Killed who? Killed who, David?
My friends.
And did you?
No. No. No, I didn't.
Then who did?
It doesn't matter.
I guess you don't believe me anyways. For the record, please.
It killed them. All of them.
By it, you mean this man from your dreams?
No.
Then who? This looks like, right, Mr. Summers?
Yes, I do.
And according to you, by this written statement, you predicted this by way of what you call sleep paralysis.
Yes.
So if you knew, why didn't you say anything?
I tried. But it's already too late.
And what exactly happened out there, Mr. Summers?
There was something out there with us. Something that was just like
me. I ask you to calm down.
It wanted us to die. It wanted us to suffer.
All right, that's enough. Restrain him. Call the team.
Coming summer of 2015, paralyzed. Brought to you by Shark Dropper Studios.
Audibletrial.com/shark. What are the many wonders of the world, of the modern world, at that website, audibletrial.com/shark.
That's where you go to get free a free audiobook.
You can get free shit.
Yeah.
Free audiobook.
They'll give it to you via the internet.
I'm sure all of you are just so tired of hearing us pimping audiobooks. And listen, I understand. As a podcast listener, I skip past these fucking things all the time. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
But you know what? We care.
Yeah. Hey, no. If you're just too far away from the pause button or from the skip forward button, maybe like you got your phone charging and you don't want to move it. Or, like, you're working on something and you got the Bluetooth hooked up.
You're driving, it's raining.
You just can't get to the skip button. Deal with it. Or just listen to my pleas. Go to audibletrial.com/shark and get your free audio. Sign up for a free audiobook, download, and a 30-day free trial. It honestly doesn't cost a thing. And you get, a good 16 hours of content, depending on what kind of book you want to pick?
An average.
Yeah. It's well worth the cost of admission, which is free. It helps us out
tremendously.
Yeah, so. We're not. We all have day jobs that we work. We're not the Adam Carollas or Joe Rogans of the world. That just need sponsors as a way of paying for all their hosting for their millions of downloads. We don't have millions of downloads or millions of dollars. What we do have is loyal listeners, Pat.
Yet.
What we do have is loyal listeners, and
I know you guys want to see us succeed.
Yeah, that's what keeps us going. So if you go to audibletrial.com/shark, you can get a free audiobook download for your MP3 player. And you can get a fucking book, man. You can go get World War Z. Have like celebrities
read it
read
to
books
you.
To you. You can go get the Of Mice and Men.
You put a nice suit on and pretend you actually own celebrities.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You own celebrities.
Yeah, so you can hear them talk to you.
That's fucking... You. That's I don't know how
that's
I feel.
How you, that's how you go to bed.
I don't know how I feel about that, man.
That's how rich people go to bed. I'm pretty sure they...
Don't know how I feel about that, man. Go get the extra...
You can get that experience at audibletrial.com/shark.
You can go get John Gruden's book, man. Go, do you love football? Love football. Chicago. Get some book about the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Get a big old Blackhawk book.
Do they have that section?
Blackhawks?
Yeah.
No, that's Pornhub.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'm sure... Dude, I wonder how tired, like, Blackhawks fans are tired of that joke.
Probably just as...
Like, yes, we know our name sounds like Blackhawk.
I'll tell you this much. It's just as boring and tiring as semen holes for Seminoles.
Mm, I feel like that's a little less... That's a little more of a stretch than, like...
Semen holes?
Yeah.
Seminoles. Semen holes.
Black cocks, though. Like, I'm basically saying, like, I can say the word and you wouldn't know whether or not I'm like, I have to say, the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, it's like you're walking around a donkey farm. You're like, oh, look at all the ass out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I couldn't say semen holes on the radio, but I could say Blackhawks.
I think if you did a, you probably can't. But you can't say it on here because it's a podcast.
Say it on audible.com. It's audibletrial.com. They have over 180,000 titles to choose from. So go get yourself a fucking audiobook.
On us.
On us. So, hey, speaking of the Seminoles, I have some Jameis Winston tidbits for
you. Do we?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So did you hear, like, I saw a story on Joe Buck's fan, and, like, it's been talked about on the radio, and I'm sure, like, most people have heard about it, but now it's our turn to comment on it.
Uh-oh.
So I guess, like, OTAs were last week or this week? I think it was last week.
Yeah, I think they're ongoing, yeah.
Doing some OTAs, off-season training activities.
I thought it was organized team activities.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Both sound correct.
OTAs.
I'll go with you since you sounded
organized
more sure
team
of
activities.
Yourself. Organized team activities. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's organized and they're team activities.
What did I say? Off-season team association.
It's the league they end. It's the summer league.
It's a league you guys never knew about. Surprise. John Gruden's still our coach.
Only in that though.
Only in that. Why doesn't John Gruden ever come back to coaching?
Because, like, he's making a lot more money.
Why is he so scared?
Out.
You think so? Oh, yeah, he must be.
He makes a lot of money, and it's a much cushier job.
It's a sure thing, too. Like, he's not going to get... Like, as long as he continues to be entertaining, he's not going to get fired.
He can't lose there.
Never looked at it. But I always thought, like, he's like Mr. I Love Football.
Yeah, but why didn't Madden go back? Madden loved being an eagle eye for the game. He got to watch the game.
Okay.
He got to call the game.
Okay. Who had more? Who coached for longer, Madden or Gruden? Let's. I'm gonna say Madden coached for longer.
Yeah. I would. Wait. Are we including college experience?
Pro only.
Pro only.
Yeah.
Just
shows how much of a fucking douchebag I'm Rays fan.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Madden.
I spelled his last name M A D D O N.
Oh.
Okay. So John Madden coached the Raiders. From 69 to 78. So Nick math that for me.
To 78?
Yeah.
11 years.
11 years? Well, I feel like that's more. And maybe that might be the same. And then John Gruden coached from the Raiders to the... Or shit. Okay, no, it's definitely John Gruden because John Gruden had all those...
What?
Oh, okay. Okay, no. All 11, right.
11 years for Madden.
No, Madden, 12 years because 76 to 78 because he was a linebacker's coach.
I thought it was just head coaching
that?
Position.
Do you want to just count head coaching?
I thought so because I know John Gruden coached with the Eagles.
But, I mean, he was like the time that he was in football.
Yeah, no, let's go head coaching.
Head coaching? Okay.
Yeah, so, right. 11 years for Madden.
So, then Gruden started with the Raiders in 98 to 2008.
10 years. And we'll have her along with the Bucs.
That's it.
He's got more than Madden.
Does he?
He coached for more than 1 year with us.
Yeah.
So 10 years plus whatever. How long was he with the Bucs?
I'm saying 10. No, 98 to 2008.
That's just
his entire coaching tenure with the Raiders and the Bucs.
And the Bucs. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, okay. All right. So, yeah. So it's Madden's more with 11.
Yeah. Wow.
One, just one off.
Isn't that incredible? They're both guys that have like these weird
quirks,
yeah. Weird cadences. Yep. Like they do these weird things. They're both one Super Bowl winning coaches, both like the youngest coach to ever win a Super Bowl at the time. John Madden was the youngest coach to ever win a Super Bowl.
Really?
So was John Gruden. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Also, they both are media darlings.
Quotable.
What year? What?
Wait, let me get my phone.
Okay, it's right there.
All right, so John Madden retired at the ripe old age. Okay, so he stopped coaching.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can just make this a little bit more interesting.
Say, probably. Do you want me to guess how old he was?
Guess how old John Madden was when he
stopped coaching?
When he called it quits.
I'm gonna say it's a fun number, and I really like it. 69.
He stopped coaching in.
Not in 69. He was 69.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right. Hold on a second. Doing some math. I just fucked this math. This is what happens when you leave me. When you leave this bullshit up to me. I just completely fuck it up, man. I just don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Put in John Madden retired.
42 years old.
He was 42 when he stopped coaching?
42 when he stopped, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was so off.
Crazy? Yeah.
I was so off.
And then Gruden.
What was Gruden like?
45.
Oh, now, there are a lot of similarities. Wow.
Yeah, they do. It's crazy how.
I thought Gruden was good enough to win more than one.
Oh, honestly. For sure. We had a terrible front office.
Oh, yeah.
As far as talent evaluation. Yeah. And then Gruden. Fucking half the time didn't know what he was doing unless the dude was over 30. It's like he couldn't coach him.
Yeah, he didn't do well with the youngins.
No, he didn't. That's why it's like I always laugh when they have the Gruden QB camp because I'm like, ha.
What are you gonna do? Yell at him?
Yeah, he didn't know how to fucking develop the guy, anyways. But I guess it makes sense because he can like throw the concepts of being a quarterback at him.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's like he couldn't do anything with him until they understood certain things.
Yeah.
About being a quarterback, you know, unless they did things that he liked.
He's very one dimensional. He didn't have a much of a flair for the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree
with
that.
Which I think Madden wasn't his knock offense.
I feel like Madden was defense.
Yeah. As in he was his knock was offense.
Oh, so there you go.
Opposites. Boom.
I wonder what they
imagine how good of a team would it be in if it was John Gruden coached offense and Joe Madden. God damn it.
Let's see.
Freudian slip.
Sid Gilman coaching tree, immaculate reception, loss of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know. I wish I knew.
Well,
Oh no, yeah, he is a defensive guy because he was a linebackers coach, so he must be a defensive guy.
Yeah.
John Gruden's an offensive guy.
They could each lead one side of the football.
He started off as an offensive assistant, Nick.
And they get a Rich Bisaccia.
What was his special teams. What was his first
position?
Position coach. He coached a very
Gruden or Madden?
Gruden. He coached a very big name at the time.
Ooh, he was a QB coach, wasn't he?
Nope.
Tight end coach? Receivers coach.
Wide receiver, Sterling Sharp. Sterling Sharp, man. Tell you what, I went into Green Bay. All I was going to say is I tell you what, and put a little fucking, do a little bit of exposition.
You're so in love with that.
I love it. Rick Stroud gave me the idea. He does it really good. And I was like, yeah, that's how you do it, Gruden, isn't it? So anyways, this Jameis tidbit that I heard about recently
is
so apparently Logan Mankins is like a whole new man this season.
Oh, I know.
I
know where you're going with this, and I want you to. Yeah,
isn't there always like the fucking reformed like?
Yeah, I'm
story.
Different this year.
Different this year.
Somebody come back from something.
I remember like Chris Davis, who's been on the podcast a couple of times, a friend of ours. He would always have a guy before the season started. Like,
it's gonna be my comeback. Yeah,
he'd be like, dude. Apparently, somebody showed up and he was like in amazing shape and is just doing awesome things. Like he said that about Freeman, and before he said that about McCoy, and I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. So apparently, Logan Mankins is in the shape of his life. really trying to buckle down the leadership role as an offensive lineman.
Really?
Yeah. I guess last year he kind of hated it because he didn't want to get traded. He got traded from the eventual Super Bowl champions to the shittiest team in the league.
Yeah, not to mention
literally from the best possible situation to the worst.
Plus, it was rather close to the season, so he didn't have any prep time. He just like, go.
He's like, well, fuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now he's got Josh McCown calling the signals. So maybe when we drafted Winston or something.
Josh McCown?
Yeah.
What?
Last year.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay, fair enough.
So maybe now, maybe because we drafted a quarterback first round, he's like, shit, I'll give it a shot. I'll actually try this time. He's also 32 years old. So
I can't break the rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he does poorly again this year, I'd say you could watch his career from a starter going away and him being a backup.
Oh, sure. Yeah, especially with the guys we drafted. He's trying to take on a leadership role in the offensive line, which is good because you got like these young guys. You got the Allie Marcus.
A lot of young guys.
And the Donovan Smiths.
Yep. A lot of our talent is young.
And then a lot of shitty guys like your Anthony Collins and your EDSs who doesn't want to
be. No, ES.
ES. Your ESs. Evan Smith. Why would you want to change that?
New beginnings. I tell you what, man. EDS showed up and he wants to drop his name. He looks sleek.
I want to make myself stand out in the crowd. That's why I'm changing my name to Smith. Well, just Evan Smith.
Why would that? I mean, I feel like anything, it'd be more towards Andy.
No, it's different. I'm Smith now. Just two names.
Oh, okay.
But you have to. But he's like a Halle Berry. You have to call him by both names.
Yeah, you really can't. I've never referred to her as
Halle. Yeah.
Or Barry. Shit.
Yeah.
Sam Jackson. Samuel.
Yeah, John Travolta.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Wait, what actor would you refer to? Okay, that was a dumb thing to say. Yeah, who would you? Like, yeah, man, have you seen Ray in that
Marx.
New movie?
You could say Groucho Marx. Marx.
Or you could say, I don't know, Jameis. Everyone knows who you're talking about when you say Jameis.
Sure.
So.
Romo.
Romo. Mankins has taken on this whole new
Mankins
leadership role. Yeah. Yeah, Smith has taken on this. Okay, all right, okay, yeah. Self-fulfilling prophecy. I proved my own point. Get the fuck off of me, okay?
Tweet at me, bitch.
Yeah, don't tweet at me now. I fixed it. Everything's fixed. When I listen back to these things, I get so much shit wrong. Like, both of us. Like, easy things where I'm like, oh, no, that's not who we played.
And we're so cocky about it, too.
Yeah. Like, I was talking about, like, the other night when, like, I think this was the last podcast, and that's when whoever was in town, and Jake McGee, or not, yeah, Brent Box, or, well, fuck, now I can't even fucking remember.
Oh, okay.
But somebody blew the game, and, like, I kept saying it was the other person. Like, McGee blew it, and I said it was Boxberger, or vice versa. I don't fucking remember now. Might as well be ancient history.
Oh, yeah. Well, this podcast is not about accuracy.
No, this podcast is about hot takes.
Hot
takes! So Mankins is like taking on the leadership role in the clubhouse, and he wants to be Mr. Offensive Line Leader, which is awesome. So part of that is like anytime the offensive line makes a mistake, he's got them running quote gassers. So they're running sprints out there to make a mistake. So
gassers are sprinting to one goal line and back.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a gasser.
Okay. I thought I was under the impression that they were. Like, what's the, suicides?
Okay, so you know the thing in
where
Miracle?
Where you go and you hit one, hit two, hit three, hit four, and then
you know the thing in Miracle? Like, where they do
yeah,
that.
Up and down the
that's
ice?
That's a
gasser.
But without.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you
run. You run the football field. Usually the 50-yard line and back.
Okay. That's not bad.
50-yard line and back. 100 yards.
I mean, okay.
A full dead sprint.
All right, okay, all right. Fine.
Shit, man.
So anytime there's a fuck up, I don't know if it's like maybe a hold, maybe a false start or an offsides or not an offsides, but a false start or something to that regard. Anytime there's a fuck up, Mankins,
on the offensive line,
yeah, Mankins has. I think it from what I hear, like
it started with just him,
and then it went to like Collins and EDS, and
I heard it was the rookies first, and then
was
the
it? Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense
because the rookies wanted to do what he did,
so Marpet and all that. Yeah. So eventually the whole offensive line is running sprints. And in the special, oh my God moment, this is amazing. Like the story goes that Mankins hears footsteps behind him.
Pat on his shoulder.
Pat on his, or not, a, I don't think it was a pat on his shoulder, but he hears footsteps. you know, little light footsteps, and he looks back, and it's Jameis. Jameis is running with him, and he's said something to Ken.
Classic
like,
Jameis. We a team.
We a team. We team now.
We strong team.
Look at me. I am the captain. Yeah. I'm captain now. We strong. I said we strong. Said we strong. So we strong.
We running. We yeah. running strong.
So that was a, that's a nice little feel good story that the media's just been all the
pumping
fuck
down.
Over.
Yeah.
Look, he's not a bad guy. He's running with the fatties.
Oh.
Well, come on.
Jeez.
So it's come on. It's the offensive line. If that if you can't make fun of those
no,
guys,
you're right. Fair enough.
Look, they're millionaires.
Shut up. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't give a fucking shit. Go make your millions, buddy. So that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's
team bonding.
Yeah. As long as they have come together as a team, as an offense.
I have some Rays news that's not to do with their record.
Well, one more thing.
Towards football?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess a couple of guys tweaked their hamstrings. Mike Evans.
Ruh-roh.
One of them. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, had a hamstring tweak.
Better guard that.
Better guard that, shelf man. Them. Put them on the shelf.
Yep.
You're not allowed to play until ever.
Week five.
Week five, when if we're doing good. Let's just feel out the season and see how it goes, and then you can go play with Jameis.
You know, as a matter of fact, we're going to put you in a full cast.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to throw Glennon out there, and Jameis is going to be on the sidelines, and we'll just see how things go, and then if everything goes well, you guys can.
Then you can play.
You can come out. You'd be on the practice squad. Designate
we'll give you your floaties.
Designate you for assignment. Just don't fuck anything.
No injuries. We know too much about injuries in this town. We don't need any more.
Yeah. Dude, you see, I don't know what reminded me of. Oh, wait. Yeah, I know what that picture you're going to show me is now.
Uh-oh.
Is it Joe Maddon in a Blackhawks jersey?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because he's a prick.
Yeah.
What a
no!
What a doucher.
No.
I know
no.
you have to because he's in the city.
Yeah. Apparently.
But what a doucher. We call this the Joe Maddon Cup. This is the Joe Maddon
Cup. Is it? Yeah. I get it. I get why he would do it. And it's like, yeah, it makes sense. But you're in a new city. You want to show. And it's good. Like, if I was a Blackhawks fan.
If I was a Cubs fan, I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And if I was. Exactly. I'd be like, oh, that's awesome. Our new guy is showing support. And
so
good for him.
We see Kevin Cash with a Lightning jersey on. And whoever's pit bull penny came from is going to be butthurt.
It'd be like.
Joe Maddon's different. He fucking.
It'd be like Mike Babcock wearing a fucking a Pistons jersey. You know, during the playoffs,
no,
when they're playing the Raptors.
A Raptor? No, it'd be like.
Or, I'm sorry, yeah, Raptors jersey.
When they're
yeah,
playing the Pistons.
Excuse me, yeah, when they're playing the Pistons.
Good reference.
Yeah.
Nice cross-sport reference.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, it worked well.
It did.
It's like, what's a big coaching change? But I get it. I get why he did it, but, like, fuck that fucking guy, man. Or at least don't let him tell you to go to his fucking restaurant now. Like.
Yeah. To all the Word of the Bay listeners, his restaurant is off-limits.
Yeah, don't make him. Let's be honest, like nobody can really afford that fucking place.
Okay, then on a cheaper note, you are not allowed to put hot dogs on your or pickles on your hot dogs.
Yeah, no hot dogs right now.
No. You can have a if you want to, you can have a Coney Island dog.
Yeah.
You can get a chili dog in downtown St. Pete.
Chili dog is fine. No neon relish.
Only thin crust pizza, no deep dish.
Yeah, none of this poppy seed bun bullshit.
Yeah. No.
No pierogies. Pierogies are also off limit. I know that's more of a Pittsburgh thing, but that's a Polish thing, so.
Chicago.
Isn't it pierogies are Polish, right?
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, no Polish sausage either.
Nope. No. Just no yet, stay away from
stay
sausage.
Away from sausages as a whole.
Safe.
It's better if it's just stay away from sausages.
Like I said, thin crust pizza, no deep dish.
Yeah. Oh, New York style. New York is back on the table now. Everybody can have New York things.
Yes.
We can all keep listening.
Things back on the table are New York style pizza,
yep.
Cheesecake.
Poutine.
And, poutine.
Poutine is back on the table.
Yep. Detroit poverty is back on the table.
Oh, God. What does Detroit have? What's their big major food export?
Arson.
Arson.
Murder.
Head on down to Jim's arson shack and get you a
house fire.
Yeah. What is Detroit? What's Detroit's major food? If you had to guess.
Probably some kind of burger. Very American.
I feel like we're missing it. Roasts?
Slow barbecue?
Detroit famous food. There we go. The type of food known
for their
Coney dogs. Lafayette, Coney, American. Oh, yeah, that's right. They have like a big... Yes. There's like two big hot dog places in Detroit that are like really old world famous hot dog places. That do chili dogs, and they both have like a fight of like, who's the better chili dog?
No shit.
Yeah. So, okay, chili dogs, Detroit. Chili dogs back on the table. poutine, chili dogs, New York style pizza.
You can listen to Eminem again.
You can listen to Eminem. You can listen to Biggie again.
And Dre.
And Dre.
Who comes from Chicago? What can't we listen to?
Kanye, Common.
Oh, yep.
No Kanye, no Common. No.
Ooh, I thought I'd have to give up something I liked.
Yeah. Let's see. Bands from Chicago. Bands from Chicago. The Styx. No Styx.
Cheap Trick.
No REO Speedwagon. No Cheap Trick.
Do you get the joke? Bands. We're banning them.
Yeah, banning the bands. Ooh. Is there house music? House music?
Just stay away from jazz. Soul. Yeah, just
stay away from modern jazz. Modern Chicago style jazz. I don't know what the fuck that is, but stay away from it. A lot of good bands from there.
Yeah. Eat a bunch of oranges. They're from Florida.
Wilco. Rise Against.
Rise Against?
Yeah. Plain like White Tees. OK Go. Fall Out Boy. Oh, God. Look at all these.
You can't listen to Fall Out Boy.
I don't like Fall Out Boy anyways.
Yeah, I don't like Smashing Pumpkins.
Let's see. Any other good?
Pearl Jam.
Most Def? Most Def is from Chicago? I thought Most Def was from fucking New York.
Nope. Are Flaming Lips. Me? Spoon. De La Soul.
No De La Soul? Man, there goes my entire... weekend.
No Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, no Lupe Fiasco. No Twista. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Hey, speaking of music, man, do you hear who's pretty butthurt as well is the Garth Brooks fans.
Oh yeah, they're so mad at the Lightning. They're like, I hope Chicago wins now.
Yeah,
assholes.
Well, you know what? One of the first, like, I saw a comment like, at least Garth Brooks fans are fans of Garth Brooks year round. Like, ah, fuck you, stupid ass.
I don't get it. I'm a fan of the Lightning year round.
Yeah, well, a lot of people. I've seen a lot of shit given to us recently because we're all getting excited over being in the championship. And
why wouldn't we?
I know. It's like, fuck me, right? Are we all supposed to, like, let's be low-key about this, guys?
Guys, act like you've been here before.
Yeah,
like,
let's...
why are you talking about? It's the championship.
Take it down a couple...
Don't people get pumped up for the Super Bowl?
Take it down a couple notches there, Tampa. Let's act like you've been there, okay, buddy? Bolts by a lot.
Bolts by... Bolts and two.
I don't know. Yeah, bolts and two. I don't know how it works, but that's how it's going to be. Yeah, I don't get it. It's like, and then like, well, they're all bandwagon. So jump on the fucking bandwagon. Who cares? This is how you build like big.
We said
awesome
it last time.
Bases.
You have to have your first year as a fan sometime.
Yeah, really. Everybody's a fan at one point. Like, yeah, I'm sure you can't like point like say you. When did you start becoming a fan of this team? Because they'll be like, oh, well, my father was a fan and I was a fan since I was born.
By more rights.
Yeah, and you're like, oh,
you know how we got back to hockey.
Yeah, no, well, it's dude, fuck
championship,
baby.
Stanley's coming back to get a tan.
No shopping at Sears.
We're gonna send that motherfucker bronze.
Yeah, we're gonna burn it just because fuck it.
Whoa.
Yeah. I said it. I'm sorry. Okay. Did I take a little too far?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Fine.
All right.
We'll rub some aloe vera on Stanley and he'll be fine. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coconut oil.
You want to talk about the Rays?
Sure.
How they doing?
I don't know. Hockey, man.
Yeah, hockey.
It's your job.
Okay, fine. Let's play this music and then let's find out what the fuck's going on with this baseball team. So yeah, see, like I did that pause.
That was a hell of a quick pause
for the listeners.
It didn't seem like that much.
The listeners seemed like a while, but for us, it was just instantaneous.
I feel like I just traveled in time.
Yeah, welcome to the future. Oh boy, oh my lord, what a shitty team this is! How terrible that things have been.
What have we done?
What have we done?
So are we counting it from Saturday or since we didn't review them Saturday?
We didn't review them Saturday, so I guess we'll count from Friday. So it's win, loss, 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 loss. What are we going to five-game streak? Five-game losing
four,
streak? One, two, three.
Six. Four, yeah, we went four six, and six. Six games. That's not good.
Six losing games. But luckily, they were against non-divisional opponents.
And the two of the yeah, two of the three wins came against
the Orioles.
The Orioles.
Those. Yeah.
We keep doing this somehow. We're
I know.
Great division record.
We're still 500, so good for us. We're still within. I think the Yankees took over first place last night.
By game.
Yeah.
It's nothing big.
Dude, they fucking crushed Felix Hernandez.
Did they really?
Mark Teixeira had a grand slam off of him.
We should have been able to do that.
Yeah, King Felix kicked our ass. What do you think of this whole thing with Kevin Cash? Like, there's a little bit of controversy now with Kevin Cash about giving guys the quick hook. They're giving them the name.
I think he does have a bit of a quick hook.
Yeah, they're calling him Quick Hook Cash.
Oh, that's stupid.
He pulled out Archer early. He pulled out
Carnes. He's done it.
Carnes had a solid game. Pulled him early.
But still, I mean,
well, we can't blame him when we got the kind of bullpen that
exactly.
allegedly we have.
It's your strength. Of course, you're going to lean on it.
But they've been coughing up leads.
If starting pitching was your strength, would you critique a manager who leaves the starter in for longer?
Fuck no. Oh, it's
what it is.
It's one of those things. It's baseball. You go on wins and losing streaks. Luckily,
you win some, you lose some.
I think what this says to me more than anything is that our team is just set up to win the East, and that's it.
But that's like, all it needs to.
As
a team, your goal should be to win your division.
I had
in
that
every sport. That should be your number one goal.
Exactly. I had that theory a long time ago that if you look at, I'm sure what the general plan is for these guys is just let's beat the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Yeah. If you can beat the Red Sox and the Yankees, you've got a better than 50% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah. Now we're on this West Coast trip, and if we come back 500, then fuck yeah. Go Rays.
So, I mean, I guess.
It's just everything we expected. It's like with Loney being out, our defense is terrible.
It's this weird, like, we're doing poorly, but we're not doing that poorly, so we're not really that pissed off. It's very odd. It's an odd feeling.
I think it has a little something to do with being having a team that's in the Stanley Cup Finals, but
attention divided type.
Yeah, attention divided. Because I'm going to be perfectly honest. I haven't been able to devote my attention or my attention to the Rays on a nightly basis.
I'll say this much: when the Rays lose on a night when the Lightning win, I don't. Yeah, it doesn't even dent my night.
Yeah. But when they win, when there's a double win, you're like, yeah, double win. We are awesome.
I'll tell you this much, though. When the Rays win after a Lightning loss, still doesn't comfort me.
Yeah. Not really.
You're like, oh, that was less important.
Yeah, a little bit. It comforts me a little bit. Just, you know, keeping in it.
I don't drink the entire bottle of NyQuil.
Yeah. And I don't take a Percocet with it. Might as well go big or go home, baby.
So the Rays being 3-7?
Yeah.
3-7 in the last 10.
Yeah, man.
That's rough.
It's rough. I can't wait to have more. I wonder if Matt Moore is going to be any good when he comes back.
I hope so. If not, he's at least another starting arm that's been in the majors before.
Yeah it's just our bats are.
It's
our,
better than Erasmo.
Our bats are just so hot and cold, and you know we run into left-handed pitchers too much, then we can't hit lefties.
We're an unlucky team.
Yeah, but we don't hit lefties, and it's like nobody can take the fucking ball opposite field. It's like Logan Forsyth and James Loney, and then maybe Guyer can go oppo. But it's like it feels like everybody else just kind of like, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. They roll over on it, and
there's no consistency, and that's what's killing us.
Yeah,
because we can't depend on the same guys night in, night out. So it's just like. I feel like we're walking up to the lineup card and we're pulling that handle on the jackpot and like, okay, we got a hit.
Who's hit tonight?
Ding, yeah, ding, 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 ding. And all the chain falls out.
This game should be going right now. Hey, 2-0 right now.
2-0, top of the first.
Oof. Top of the first. Who's hitting now? So it must have been what? Maybe
a leadoff.
So who's leading off, do you think?
Maybe KK. Maybe Longo got a 2-run homer.
Let's find out.
Do-do-nt.
Do-do-nt. Do-do-nt. This West Coast trip. They're like, I'll probably get to see the entire thing tonight. Matt Joyce against Chris Archer right now. So it's Guyer, Butler, Longoria, and Forsyth. This looks like Butler drove in a run. Butler, man, has been hitting some fucking balls.
Yeah.
Apparently he's always hit. The guy's like in his 30s.
No, Forsyth hit 2 RBIs in.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong thing. No.
He scored a run.
He had a hit. Okay.
He scored a run.
Okay. There you go.
So he scored a home run.
Forsyth drove him in.
Now think about it. If Logan Forsyth has a run scored and he scored 2 RBIs.
So he had a two-run homer.
Yeah.
Cool.
Look at that. See, I can't do math, but I can do baseball math.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Home run.
Baseball deduction.
Forsyth hits his sixth home run in the first inning off C.J. Wilson.
Fuck you, C.J. Wilson.
With one on and two outs. Good.
Us and two outs. Clutch is just hitting. A thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing again.
Yeah. But apparently this Butler guy has always hit like very well in the minors and just hasn't been able to field or something. Like there's been some kind of knock on him, but he's always
is
hit
there a
well.
DH now?
Or he's he? I think he's DH and I don't know.
I've seen him out in the outfield.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I see DH. He's hitting 346 right now. Three home runs and nine RBIs. Hey, get a little James Loney back in there and you never know.
So I got to ask, do they suck?
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, so they
right suck. Now they're just terrible, but
so I think that brings our total to 500.
Does it?
I think that's our record for...
Boo, Rays. Why are you doing this to us?
Stop it. Just stop it.
Yeah. Stop. Okay, cool.
Stop hurting yourself.
Cool. They fucking suck.
Stupid Rays.
Now I'm all sad.
No. Hey, we're in the Stanley Cup.
Hey, we're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think.
So
I believe.
You said Lightning in seven.
I believe that we will win in
Lightning
seven.
I said Lightning in six.
Too evenly matched to go six. It's going to go the distance.
I don't know. I felt we were evenly matched in Montreal, and that went six.
Lightning in four.
Ooh.
Fuck it.
You're going to sweep.
Fuck it. Sweep them. Shut everybody up. Hello, world.
That's like the arch villain saying, like, bury him.
Release everything.
Release. It's time.
It's going to be four games. Stamkos on the cover of St. Pete Times.
He's a Wheaties. He gets a Wheaties.
Suck
contract.
My dick.
The next.
Suck it.
The next. They call Stammer the next Gretzky.
The next Gretzky. Oh, no. That's a little. Don't say that. Don't invoke the hockey gods, man.
What if Stamkos is the next Yzerman?
I'd take it. I'd like Stamkos to be the first Stamkos.
Oh, you. You fucking.
Yeah.
Would you read that in your hipster magazine?
Yep. Read it in Hipster Weekly.
Biweekly.
Biweekly.
It's too trendy to be.
Little weekly. More curious. Little bi curious,
you know,
weekly.
They're probably going to do tri weekly just to be different.
Dude, I saw. Oh, what did I saw like a thread on Reddit about the guy's like, hey, you can get a. You can get a free subscription to Maxim, and like one of the comments was like, "Yeah, no, I signed my friends up for subscriptions as a joke. Like my one friend subscribed to Woodsman Weekly or something like that." I was like, "Ha, that was funny."
I would do that.
Hilarious.
I'd sign my friends up for like a transvestite.
Be like, "What the fuck is this?"
Cost me $12 a month, but it's worth every penny.
Did you see Caitlyn Jenner? She's pretty late now.
No. Although they showed the picture. It's like, you know, it's bad when your ex-husband looks better than you do in that dress.
Oh, pretty little lady. Like, but there was a big controversy because they're giving her the ESPY for like bravery.
Wait, ESPY?
I think so.
She's getting an ESPY for changing her sex
over a veteran.
Wow,
like,
we've fallen quickly.
No, Stuart no, Scott no, no. Listen.
But she's been awarded.
No. In my opinion, it is a brave thing because look at the amount of people that are just shitting.
I'm not saying it's not
shitting on her.
I'm not saying it's not brave. I'm not. And if you truly belong in a female body, then more power to you and God bless.
I think they're mutually exclusive. I think it's a sort of thing where it's like, it's a hugely hot. It's a hot button topic, and it is highly contested.
I think it's like giving an SP to Paris Hilton. He's a Hollywood star now. Not a former Olympian,
right? But I would say that she had it took a lot of chutzpah to do that in the public light.
Yeah, she had her chutzpah removed and turned it inside out.
But it's a thing where you
have your penis and reconstructed as a vagina.
No. It's a thing where like people already. Shit on her as Bruce Jenner and as Bruce Jenner was already a joke,
yeah.
And it was like, you know, you're a Kardashian, like, but so then to do that, I guess, yeah, you could say that did it for the attention and all that, whatever. But I mean, there's a lot of people who,
no, I'm not saying he did it for, or he or she did it for the attention. I'm saying that she is benefiting for being famous for being famous.
I think that's the next hurdle of this kind of, like, I don't, like, think people are becoming okay, or people are now more okay with gay marriage and gay people in general than they've ever been.
Well, trans is also another issue.
It is another issue, and it's one that's not, it's like light years behind
Ricky somewhere's boiling. Like,
yeah, now he's like hating us. Let's stop bumbling through this fucking, yes. Yeah, let's stop acting like idiots.
We know nothing about Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner or whatever her name is.
Yeah, I agree.
So how did we go from hockey to that?
It's been out there today, and I just want to get your temperature on.
I got a would you rather quickly before we go.
Yeah.
Or not a would you rather, but would you? I guess it's a would you.
The answer is probably.
Okay, so what's your least favorite store?
My least favorite, like, in general?
Yeah, like, say something you get dragged to. Say something you don't want to go to.
I don't know. Do I have a least favorite store?
Yeah, where you hate to be, where you're like, I just don't want to do this. Don't think too much about this. Just give me one.
I couldn't say. Like, I like the experience of shopping.
Well, I can't ask you the question if you don't give me something, so think of something.
Fuck!
Think of something you hate, or even a past job that you hated.
I'd say, let's put a placeholder and we'll say Kmart.
Okay, sure.
We'll put a placeholder in there. All
right, so your salaries are equaled. Everything's right across the board. Guarantee your team to win the next Super Bowl, World Series, or Stanley Cup if you work there for a year. Quit your job, what you're doing, go back to
salaries
Kmart.
And everything's the same?
Except everything's the same. You have to be a fucking cart bitch, though.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, you're...
Oh, yeah. In a heartbeat.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I wanted you to pick a store you hated, man. Fucking Kmart. I know you liked working there.
Yeah, it was nice.
It's just fucking Kmart doesn't fucking work.
Okay. I don't know.
Victoria's Secret. You had to work at Victoria's fucking Secret.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, fair enough. That was stupid.
Are you crazy?
Not Blockbuster, because you'd still fucking like that.
Yeah, like that. Blockbuster. Where is there a Blockbuster, Nick? There's no such thing as Blockbuster.
You have to work inside a red box.
Someone's going
to
tweet
me. That's your job. You have to be the guy that puts the things in.
Someone's going
to
tweet me and be like, you know, I like the podcast and everything, but Nick fucking made up. What is a Blockbuster video?
Oh, wow. Or maybe a Hollywood video, or whatever the equipment.
That's even worse. Like, that's even, remember, like, what is it? A Hollywood what? West Coast video store. Yeah, now you're really ill. Now.
Or you want to go region? Pot of Gold.
The 35 and up crowd. Got Pot of Gold video? No.
Do you remember Pot of Gold video?
I do remember West Coast video, though.
It used to be at Gateway.
Really?
Pot of Gold. Yeah, it was right next to when Publix was where Office Depot is.
Do you remember where West Coast video was? 4th Street.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Oh, I could see it.
Yep.
The West Coast video.
I remember the old Blockbusters.
Yeah.
Next to the Einstein.
It was like bizarro Blockbuster. They had porn.
Ooh, yeah. You
can't go back there.
And then you could.
Fuck, man. This is awesome. we're going to end this on nostalgia.
Yep.
West Coast video. It's not even a thing. Oh, wait. It's a Lana Del Rey song. Oh, no. Here it is. I want to see their fucking logo. Oh, well. They're still around?
What? They're in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Look, there it is. Look at that.
Look at it.
They would be in Canada. Hockey night in America. Interesting. Interesting that.
Cute Canadians.
Okay, so work in West Coast video for a year, but the Lightning win the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Same pay. Oh, yeah. Or, I mean, like what? Like be a janitor at a school or something.
No, work for a morgue.
Oh, man.
You have to work for a morgue
for
a year.
See, there. That's the one. That's the one where I got to think about it. I don't want to fucking touch dead people.
Yeah, you got to be the shovel guy in the furnace.
Oh,
God.
You
fill the urns.
The shit shoveler from when they
clean up this table.
When they void their bowels.
Yep.
No, that's too creepy. I feel like I'm going to get haunted. They're going to haunt the fuck out of me. Like, morgue people are like... secretly haunted or something. I don't know.
No. So you wouldn't do it.
I don't know, man. I guess I'll take one.
I asked Jesse that question, but her store was Walmart.
Fuck. I'll work at a Walmart.
She said no.
What?
Absolutely not.
You're crazy. I'll work at a Walmart.
So,
and I'm not above a Walmart, man.
When all you fans out there listening, if you want to, I want to hear your responses.
Tweet at work me. In a morgue for a year.
Yeah, got to work in a morgue.
Oh, that makes me sick to my stomach.
Not even a morgue. You got to be a mortician's assistant. He's going to teach you how to put contacts.
Can I be
in?
Like a beekeeper or something?
Yeah.
No. That'd be cool.
Yeah, sure. No.
Oh.
Either that or you're going to work for the pest control guys. Can't you have to climb under houses.
Can't be a train conductor?
No. These are good jobs, Kyle.
A Detroit cop.
No, you'll die. No, Detroit firemen.
I don't know,
they
man.
Don't exist.
I don't think, I think, I would probably say no. That'd be the most miserable year of my life. For a day and a half of happiness. We won the cup. Now okay, go.
What if the Bucks had a perfect season? Would you do it for the morgue?
Probably not, man. You found the one,
dude. The morgue's the one.
I don't want to touch dead bodies, man. I don't want to have anything to do with that. They're cold and it's weird. It's like they're asleep, but they're not, and they're dead. And it's like like a smell, and you have to. No.
I finally found a would you rather.
I'd be so creeped out. I'd be like that, and then like my entire life would be thinking about death.
Yeah, then
you like would entire year.
You'd reference that championship with that all the death association.
No,
all the families looked at you. See, cry.
Yeah, see, I would leave that job changed. Jesse could work a fucking Walmart job and she'd be fine. Like I'll be a changed man of like just like I had.
You walk out, you're like I've seen institutionalized. I've been institutionalized.
I've seen some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it takes a special kind of person to want to be a mortician, and that's fine with that. But like, I am not that person at all. Like, I'm such a pussy, or such a, I don't know. I used a bad word.
Pussy.
I'm such a wuss.
Wimp. A wimp.
I'm a wimp. I'm such a wimp.
All right, man. I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah, I got a lot of editing to do tonight. I'm ready to get out of here too. Let's go Lightning tomorrow.
Woo! Believe in you, boys.
Oh fuck yeah! I've never believed in any team more since the Buccaneers. It's one of those things where it's a foregone conclusion for me. We're gonna win the cup. Yep. It's gonna be awesome. Everybody's gonna be celebrating.
Where can they find us for game one? By the way, just in case the people want to come out. I think
we're
going
to Ferg's. Yeah.
If you happen to be in downtown St. Pete, I'm pretty sure Kyle will be wearing his jersey.
Yeah,
I will be as well. Two blank blue jerseys.
Hard to miss. 6'5".
He's a big tall guy.
Big tall man.
Wearing my Lightning hat.
I'll be the guy drunk talking like a Chicagoan, man. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Well, go to the website. There's pictures of us there. Look at that. Then come find us and hang out. We'll buy you a beer.
Tyler Johnson drives me crazy, man. He just finds the net every time. Come on, Crawford.
Suck a dick.
All
right.
Suck a big black cock.
In review, Jameis Winston doing awesome things.
Doing things.
Lightning are in the Stanley Cup. Got no support from the experts. Rays suck. And
Logan Mankins.
Bruce Jenner's a pretty man.
Pretty lady. She's Caitlyn Jenner's a pretty lady.
Caitlyn Jenner's a pretty man.
Pretty lady. Oh, Nick. Okay. That was Word of the Day for this week. I am Kyle.
I am Nick.
Goodbye. Fuck you, Pat LaFontaine. You're dead.
Jesus Christ.
5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark. Go, go, go.
This podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.